Welcome to Weekly Roundup for hot topics from the past week. Follow what's happening in the world around you without leaving your daily activities. I am Dian Saputra. Last week, we were shocked and saddened by the terrorist attack in Barcelona. Two fans drove up one of the main tourist roads, La Ramblas, killing 14 people, injuring at least 130 people, and leaving the world in shock. One of the terrorists then stole another car, killed the driver, and made his run through the villages with the driver's body still in the car. After a Europe-wide dragnet, he was cornered by the police yesterday. He flashed what was apparently a fake suicide bomb belt and was shot dead. Our hearts and prayers are with Barcelona and the people of Spain. On the same day, August 17, Indonesia marked its 72nd birthday with a very colorful state ceremony. State dignitaries, former presidents, ministers, and many of the attendees all arrived at the Merdeka Palace in traditional clothes from different parts of Indonesia. A great display of our rich cultures and a celebration of the diversity that made us, well, us. From the SEA Games 2017 Malaysia, things aren't all as glossy as it was expected to be. To start with, in what the Malaysian government said was an oversight at the printer, Indonesia's flag was printed upside down. This caused an outrage amongst Indonesia's netizens and an immediate complaint from Indonesia's foreign ministry. In turn, Malaysia's sports minister was quick to apologize both publicly and in person to his Indonesian counterparts. In a relationship that isn't always rosy, Vice President Yusuf Kalla ensured that this will not affect the diplomatic relations of the two countries. However, still from the ongoing SEA Games, Indonesia's women sepak takraw team walked out during their match against Malaysia. The team felt that the referee has not been fair. The allegation is now under investigation by the sepak takraw associations. However, our national team coach Arsi Syam might be sanctioned for his decision to walk out. We'll see how this develops. Moving on to where the money is. Following President Jokowi's financial note, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani announced government's macroeconomic assumption for 2018. With a 5.4% growth and 3.5% inflation, she admitted that the assumption made is not exactly optimistic, but also not too careless. If you're an avid online shopper like me, you might want to subscribe to the Any Day is an Add to Cart Day belief. Why? Because Ibu Sri Mulyani is currently looking for ways to tax online transactions as well. Though, grant you, it will not happen this week or next week, but it's definitely in the works. So add those items you've been favoriting online onto your cart. That's what I'll do. Here's another news to consider for Jakartans. If you're one of those who've been really dependent on the convenience of jumping on the back of a motorbike, be it your own motorbike or using online services, hear this out. The government is planning to ban motorbikes from Sudirman and Kuningan as per October 2017. This will be in addition to the ban for motorbikes to be on Tamrin. While I understand where this idea is coming from, I think it would be better to wait until we have enough alternative mode of transport before implementing this ban. Maybe after the LRT and MRT are ready, maybe in 2018? Well, that's it for this week's Weekly Roundup. If you like what you're hearing, please remember, subscribe, share, ask your friends to subscribe. Have a great week, hate your Monday not, because this is Weekly Roundup. I'm Dian Saputra, and our editor, Derry Adriansyah, from Matahati Productions, will be back next week.